This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
At Raising Cane's, we focus on being the best at one thing and getting it right every time, which is why every hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken finger meal we serve is made just for you.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, one love.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what is going on today with Shindaddy and Creighton, Bill?
It's going to be a throwback, going to go back to better times. Stuff used to come on about, I don't know, 7 o'clock on a 6 or 6 o'clock, Steve. And we would have, it would have been on at some point in time, but even for us, it would have been old. It would have been like old. It's Lawrence Welk Wednesday.
No way.
It's Lawrence Welk Wednesday. He bought the setup from the TV show.
No, he did.
Yeah, he got this. He's done it several times. He had it bussed in on buses. He brought it and he set it up. A one and a two. Lawrence Welk will be up there, and Shindaddy will be Lawrence Welk for the day. And they're going to be playing big band music. All day. And they have the local band coming down from Creighton High School. And they will all be in Lawrence Welk type of gear. Remember him dancing?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I saw it on Saturday.
It was on Saturday. Jake was on every Saturday night about 6
it
o'clock.
Still is.
I've been told about this before.
It still is.
It's incredible. It is. It's still on if you can find it. Google Lawrence Welk. Mm-hmm. And he was the Pied Piper of entertainment. Lawrence Welk was, he was one of those guys.
There's it was never a very popular show.
There's nothing ever. My parents and grandparents, they'd watch it every Saturday. They'd watch.
My grandparents did. Yeah, in Grand Island.
Yeah, let's put Lawrence Welk on. You'd watch Lawrence, and they would dance, and
Very
proper. Everything was very proper.
This wasn't Spring Break on MTV.
No, this was not. Yeah, this was not Spring. This was not Lake Havasu MTV. Exactly not. It was not. This was Lawrence Welk, and it was. Oh, it was pure class.
It was pure class. The ladies were very proper, and they had
hair was done.
Well, okay, now they will have ladies there with like those hairstyles.
Perms.
They have a
bouffant.
Bouffant.
A bouffant.
Thank you.
Yes, they have like a
They'll
bouffant.
They'll be bouffant.
I've heard that word my entire life.
So today, you ever heard the word bouffant?
I don't think so, but I believe it's a word, though.
Great day for words, berate and bouffant.
Bouffant. So there's bouffant hairdos, and they're perms. They're big hair.
Perfect.
And they'll be, and all of the lady tellers will have a bouffant today.
They'll be dressed well.
They'll be dressed well. The music will be playing. Shindaddy will be leading the school band in big band music and for Lawrence Welk Wednesday. Does anybody here know who Lawrence Welk is?
This should be covered.
Oh, yeah.
From the text line?
Should be covered nationally. Somebody should come in and.
They should do it. It's an ode to Lawrence.
Yes. Bob says, don't forget Bobby and Sissy on the Lawrence Welk show.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, Bobby and Sissy, yes.
Is there a Topo Gigio? Is that something? Topo Gigio?
Trying to recall that. I really can't that well.
Sorry, that's from IQ Crew.
No, it's really good.
We have those stands that they had.
We just saw Will from Fullerton. I wonder if Will could maybe get us an old Lawrence Welk.
Will came in.
Just swung in.
Someone says, will it be the Christmas special at all?
Oh, that was so good. The Christmas special was so good. They will be playing some Christmas songs. That will happen. 100%. There's two guys in the ladder out here. I'm not sure what they got going on.
This is, where are we, Jake?
I think they're decorating the tree, maybe.
Oh, this could be tree decoration? This is awesome.
Yeah, I think they're potentially putting the lights up on the tree.
Where are we? 11th and O?
11th and O. Downtown Lincoln.
Stop by and see him.
Missing Tooth Greg has that. He planted that.
You hope they don't take that down.
No, they better not.
Okay, now he planted that, I don't know.
Over a year
ago. We can't. Rudy's in the batting cage.
I think that survived last Christmas season up there.
It is amazing. Now, let's see if they're not going up to get that bird, are they?
No, stop that nonsense.
If not, we can always get a toucan from yesterday.
That's
from
true.
The bank.
We'll just get a new bird up Tuesday. There.
Missing Tooth Greg is listening, and your bird is still up there that you planted, you're saying over a year ago.
That's a macaw.
Yeah. We like the bird.
That's what you always call Jake, a macaw. Anyway, Lawrence Welk.
Yeah, so that's Shindy's just genius.
No, he'll be.
That's a big, elaborate production, though.
I wonder how old Lawrence Welk was when. Because he always seemed like he was very old when we were watching him. I don't think Lawrence is still with us. I'm sure it's an RIP.
I got it.
He'd have to be.
Someone says, I had an older mother. Lawrence Wilkes was watched religiously every Saturday evening.
Oh, absolutely.
That's from Plainsman.
No, it was on, Jake, it is as syndicated of a show as you could get, Lawrence Wilkes was. That was just, it was in
you
L.A.
You can still watch it.
Yeah, it's that good,
it's
Jake.
On.
Yeah, if you go to YouTube and just go Lawrence Welk, you can watch it. It's classic.
We were watching games. I was watching games with Missing Tooth Greg in his garage, and then he flipped it to, on Saturday, to Lawrence Welk. Yeah.
Unnamed texter says, Lawrence Welk is related to my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got a tie to Nebraska.
He does.
He has Nebraska ties.
He does. Someone says he's been in Oakland, Nebraska. Lawrence Welk played at the Bertha Dance Hall up by Oakland, Nebraska years ago.
This got so real.
Just got real. We are tied. And then Johnny Carson from Norfolk. Wow.
We'll say Columbus. I thought Columbus on that one.
What, Johnny? Well, I think his parents were from Columbus. Is that right?
His parents had a house in Columbus. They used to drive by it all the time. hold on now. He died in 92.
It's been a while.
Yeah,
89. He was age 89.
Mossman, Lord of the Stars.
Yeah, Lord of the Stars.
Wait a second, Mossman?
Steve Mossman?
Yeah, he chimed in. He says, I watched it every Saturday with Grandma Shea. Joe Feeney, the great Irish tenor, was from Grand Island. He attended what became Central Catholic.
Say that again. Went to where?
Joe Feeney, the great Irish tenor, was from Grand Island, which he attended, which eventually became Central Catholic School out there.
Huh. I wonder if you have any of those. Is it St. Laboratory watermelon that
oh, God. At World Collide?
Yeah.
World Collide?
Laboratory.
Laboratory.
It's not a bathroom.
The lavatory watermelon that Mossman brings me.
It's Saint Labori.
Saint Labori.
Don't do this to me.
Apparently, he played in Sargent, Nebraska. And Lori from Sioux Falls, our spreadsheet person,
yes,
says Lawrence Welk was my relative. My maiden name is Welk.
Stop,
Lori. The spreadsheet.
Worlds collide today.
She's related to Lawrence Welk.
I was almost breaking news on that. That's almost borderline breaking news.
Maybe do the breaking news on that, Jake.
We just go back.
Yes, Lori is the relative of Lawrence Welk on the text line.
I wonder if she ever met him.
Her last name is Welk.
Her maiden name was Welk.
Maiden name is Welk.
Her maiden
family
before she got married.
Oh, this
is pretty cool.
She needs to go to Creighton.
Shin Daddy's got it figured out today.
I'm thinking the rest of the day we're done.
Yeah, it's only 7:30.
30. Yeah,
we got to keep going.
We thought we had breaking news with a Rayola thing, but we really don't. It was really more Lawrence Welk. Shin Daddy. Lawrence Welk took over the story.
Thank you to Shin Daddy
and
Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2, as always. Yes, as you could assume, a lot of response from the breakers on the Dayton Rayola.
What are you hearing?
Yeah, what's the word on the street?
If you're just tuning in, the breaking news about 20 minutes ago that Dayton Rayola, 2026 quarterback, has decommitted from Nebraska's class. We'll open up his commitment, open up his recruitment. Right now, he's ranked the number 99 quarterback in the country, about 150 in Georgia as a player. But people are just saying, oh, what does it mean about Donovan? Is Donovan out now? Your brains go to a lot of things. People go to a lot of different things with the Rayola connection here.
I don't.
All the stuff.
I don't go to that.
I don't go there either. I imagine they're pretty concerned with Penn State.
As they should be.
Right now.
That's
it's
top
like,
priority. Yeah,
top priority is Penn State.
No, and I've made it clear that I think Bill would understand that Rayolas don't think about it as one big grouping.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look in the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
That if one guy does one thing, we're all gone. Or one guy does one thing, we're all doing it. It's not. I don't close the door on Dylan being back because Dayton decommitted. I certainly don't think it's connected to Donovan in any way at all.
But it is, I will say this, borderline impossible not to have thoughts in your head.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 'cause
100%.
Because if a decommitment...
No, I get why.
Decommitment from, help me out with our quarterback's name from Chicago.
Trey Taylor.
Trey Taylor. Yep. So I didn't know that. But
so Trey Taylor.
Trey Taylor announces today he's decommitting. Ah, wish we wouldn't have lost him. But there was no residual
effect.
There's
no family.
There's no family
effect. His dad's not in the program.
Yeah, and so all
his brother's not in the program. Yeah. His dad didn't play in the program. So, yeah, I get
so there's
that.
A lot of difference. So I can see why. I'm not down on people with conspiracy theories. No. It does pop into your head.
Oh, God, I wonder but I will say this. I make a distinction. I definitely wonder about Dylan. I don't wonder about Donovan. I mean, if Donovan wants to be back, he'll be back. Okay. I don't think he'll say, well, Dayton decommitted. I'm out of here. That's not happening. But I just wonder about Dylan. I don't know what to make of that.
Like I said, you won't hear anything. You're not going to hear anything. Dayton can make a statement if he wants to say something. I think he's probably just going to say he's decommitted and he's moving on.
What you're seeing is interesting. You're seeing guys announcing that they're going to be going in the portal.
And that's the only way around it. I mean, right now, what was the biggest story yesterday that I kept reading was that Arizona State.
Sam Levitt.
Is going to the court.
Sam Levitt.
And he will be.
Highly sought after.
You would be sought after?
Oh, my God.
Oh, he can play. He's a little banged up this year. I'm telling you, Levitt. There's people right now going like, there's like Miami or whoever else is going like, how do we get.
I'm thinking Miami for sure.
And I don't, I can say this 100% because I talked to him. I talked to him three times last portal go around. Well, when was it? When was it when they Nebraska went?
When they were looking at the quarterback from
McCord.
Ohio State.
McCord.
Kyle McCord.
Levitt strongly considered Nebraska. I mean, strongly. They talked to him. They went and talked to him. And Levitt,
I thought that story was bizarre. I didn't see him leaving Arizona State.
I don't understand it.
I thought Dillingham was like, no, we were a playoff team last year. They're a couple plays away from being in it again this year.
Think about
They're ranked 25th now.
And Jeff Sims is their quarterback.
Yeah. He's doing well.
He's been good.
Doing really well.
Yeah.
Really good job coaching by Arizona State. Because here's what Sims does. This is what we're doing. He's done a nice job with it.
He's a big horse.
But in terms of Dayton, we know that during the bye week that Rule did visit Dayton, right?
He went down to Buford.
So isn't it odd timing considering Rule was there last week? Everyone will start to make assumptions that Latif is the guy next year. Even though it could be as simple as Dayton wants to carve his own path. That could be what this is.
Rule was there in Buford on Friday night for three quarters of the game with Dakeel Shorts and Corey Campbell. He was there. He was at Buford. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it all. Except you don't want to overdo it, you know. their quarterback situation is good right now as it stands. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, if you have guys that can play.
Yeah.
Guys that have played.
Yeah.
Young talent.
And you do have Dylan on the team right now. Now, of course, in this world, anything can change. You just mentioned Sam Levitt. If anybody could leave at any time. That's the way I kind of look at it. So I'm not going to overreact to it. See what happens.
See how it plays out.
Let it play out.
Yeah. You got to do that.
Let it play out.
Yeah. Got
to
let it play
out. That's what it's, I mean, for our show, I think about that. I was driving down. I listened all the way down about on Dusty and Danny about the playoffs, with the rankings and all that stuff. I'm like going, this is awesome. Before there was, think about this, at this time of year, there was no conversation when me and Steve were growing up, like, okay, this is all, someone's just going to pick the winners at the end. We'll see who that is. But there's only
more bowl-oriented.
Bowl-oriented, which was more fun, and we were going to bowls. Then it went to four teams. That's still not very many teams you're really talking about. Now we're still talking about 20-some teams. The team that's ranked, like, 20th can still get in if they win the conference. So there's all these conversations, and you have something like this come up. There is so much stuff for us to talk about.
There is. Now, here's the thing. The other thing you'll see now when you start wondering is opt-outs, when you start wondering about guys. Like, when would you find out about Dylan? Well, Dylan's not a good example. Can't play in a bowl anyway. But there'll be guys that opt out of bowls, and then you'll be like, okay, he's going in the portal. I mean,
it is completely
there'll
legal.
Be Nebraska guys that are – I would assume that are
some
name guys.
Yeah. That's the way numbers are.
Yeah.
But you could announce you're going in the portal. You can do that anytime.
Right.
You're just not in the portal. But can you announce it? Yes. And that is opens. What they're saying is, I'll be in the portal. I'll be there on January 2nd, wherever that date is. And please start contacting me. Even though you can't actually contact me, but they can contact his coach.
See,
and
I guess,
so there's just ways around it.
See, I guess when we're thinking out loud, what we got to ask Sean is, the thing I wonder right off is, okay, so Dayton decommitted today. Are we going to get an announcement on Dylan now? Is Dylan going to say?
Well, someone's going to ask that question. Someone's going to be like, what's going on with him? That'll be a natural question that'll come up.
Yes. Would he announce that? Is that the next domino, so to speak? I don't know. I don't know that. How would you know? It's possible the Rayolas don't know, right?
That's why these next 2 weeks are so intriguing because, again, Lateef looked really good against UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
If he looks bad against Penn State and Iowa, and it's like just doesn't play well in the cold, now you've got, Dylan might leave also. Like, it's just a never-ending cycle here.
That's kind of thing.
Good for us.
It is. It's great for us. It's great for us. It's amazing for us.
For something to talk about.
Absolutely.
I don't have nothing to talk about. We have more. We couldn't even do the bag.
Today. We had breaking news during the bag.
Will came in. We barely even mentioned it.
Will was here.
Yeah,
thanks for the donuts, Will.
Will, thank you.
From Applied Connect. Yeah.
What's his last name?
I said
Zuha. Jake, go ahead and say it.
Okay, well, it is pronounced Zuha. It looks like Zucha. His last name is spelled Z-O-U-C-H-A, which looks like Zucha, but yeah, it's Zuha.
Yeah.
My bad. My bad, Will.
Will Zucha.
Thank you for the donuts, though. Thank you for stopping by.
And say that.
Yeah. Yeah, do not.
Punch in the face.
Do not.
Are you Will Zucha?
Will Zuha.
Thank you, Will.
So thank you to Will and the team.
What a day.
For the donuts. Yes, but as you assume, we'll have text throughout the rest of the day.
But about Lawrence. Anything more about Lawrence Welk?
We got a lot of Lawrence Welk texts.
I was a Welk. The person who keeps our spreadsheets. Is related to Lawrence Welk. Her maiden name is Welk.
Is she from?
I don't know where she's
South
from.
South Dakota.
She lives in Sioux Falls.
South Dakota. I think Lawrence is. Yeah, he's from South Dakota. He is. Yeah,
okay. Let me double check that.
They have like a Christmas photo with Lawrence. I wonder if they have at the farm or something like that. Is a photo of Lawrence playing in a. There was accordions also. Remember that, Steve? That people played accordions.
I'm going to show you something that's going to blow your mind. But anyway, Lawrence Welk is from Strasburg, North Dakota.
Okay.
Do they have accordions? I don't know. What do you see right there?
Lawrence is playing an accordion.
Right there.
Right there. Oh, a large air machine.
Look at that smile.
Look at that
why people liked him.
That's why I liked him. Look at him.
Very warm smile.
Yeah.
Very unassuming. Unassuming.
Come back,
he never went in the portal.
Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. GameTime is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their GameTime guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the GameTime app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. GameTime.